everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today, I am doing a bit of a negative sort of podcast. And when I say negative, it means I'm going to be talking about the things not to do when you're stressed. And I feel like I don't normally do episodes or things where I give you advice on things not to do. A lot of the times I'm telling you what you should do. And I thought that it might be interesting to try something a little different. So I put a poll on my Instagram. So if you guys aren't following the Instagram at hthd.podcast, make sure you guys are following that, because you not only get to see what's upcoming, but you also get to sometimes pick what's coming up. And so this week I put a poll on to see what you guys wanted to hear. And the thing that won was what not to do when you're stressed. So here I am giving the people what they want. Woot woot. But today we're going to be talking about things that you can do, or things that you should not do, I guess. See, I'm just programmed to doing like the positive side of things, but I'm like, no, now I'm telling you what not to do. So when you're feeling stressed, things that you should not be doing because it oftentimes makes things worse. So things that you should probably avoid. I'm excited. So let's get into things. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out the merch store. I do have a little secret. Do I tell you now? I feel like I can tell you guys now. Yeah, okay. I can't say that and then not tell you. So I am excited because this year I have exclusive Valentine's Day merch that's going to be coming out on February 1st. So literally in a week. And I'm so excited because February is not only Valentine's Day, but it's also my birth month. Yay. And I am turning 21, which is crazy. Oh my gosh. It's insane to think about. But I'm really excited for this season. And so I really wanted to give back to you guys by doing exclusive holiday merch. By holiday, I mean Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day, all about self-love, practicing self-love, and caring for yourself. So stay tuned. If you're a pink and red girly, this collection is going to be for you. I'm so excited. It is going to be an exclusive thing. So make sure you get it while you can. Okay. But remember that if you rate and review the podcast, send me a DM on Instagram at hthd.podcast to prove that you did it, and I'll send you a 25% off coupon on your order. Hello, I'm coming out with exclusive merch, and you can get 25% off if you just rate and review the podcast. I feel like that's the easiest free money you could go math ever. So you guys better get on that. Let's do a check-in. What color is your heart today? I haven't asked myself this question in a little while. It's hard to even think about. Oh my goodness. I can't even remember like what life updates I've given you guys. Like, I feel like life has been just crazy. Today's kind of a gloomy day, and we've had some really bad weather this week. So I'm probably going to go with like a medium to midnight blue. Like a little bit of a lighter version of midnight blue, just because it's been a slow week in both a good way and a bad way. We had school Monday in the morning, and then the afternoon got canceled, and then we didn't have school Tuesday morning, but we had like the rest of the day was good. So from like Monday afternoon to Tuesday morning, we didn't have anything. And I was okay with it. Three of my classes were canceled, so like during that 24 hours. So I was okay with it. But it was kind of stressful because then like having to change up my plans, figure out what I'm going to do, and the roads not being safe at all was really stressing me out, cuz like I couldn't go home, I couldn't go out and do anything. We don't have like on-campus meal plans, and in our sorority house, like the chef couldn't always get to us, or like the truck couldn't get to us, so then like we didn't always have a meal, which was like weird. Like I was like, okay, I'm eating PB&J's for dinner, which like whatever. But it was just interesting that I couldn't even like DoorDash or anything because it was putting other people at risk because the roads were so bad outside. So that was crazy. And my students had kind of a 4-day weekend. They had e-learning both Monday and Tuesday, but let's be honest, there's not a lot going on in e-learning in elementary school. So basically my kids had a 4-day weekend. So when they came back to school on Wednesday, I wouldn't say that they were like hyper necessarily, but like there definitely was some energy that needed to be gotten rid of once we got in. Like, they just were very talkative. Like, they had a lot to catch up on with each other, which was both a good thing and a bad thing because, you know, they need to do their work, but also, like, I want them to have those, like, connections and talking. But it's so funny because I feel so bad. I'm trying to build this connection, these connections with my students, and it involves, you know, talking to them when they have a little bit of free time. But it's hard because I just want to, like, make a, like, have a little conversation with them. But then I feel like I'm, like, also the student because I'm a student teacher. And so then, like, when my co-op is like, okay, you guys need to be quiet. And I'm like, oh, no, I just got them in trouble. Like, I didn't mean to. Like, today there was a girl who finished up what she was doing with math. And she's like, what can I work on? And I was like, you can probably just read, because normally they just read when they're done with that. So she was very happy to just pull out her book and read. But then another kid got done and went up to my cooperating teacher and was like, hey, I'm done. Can I read? She's like, no, this is math time. Like, we have math stuff. And so they gave, like, she gave them extra math work. And I was like, oh, I didn't do that. And I felt like I messed up. And I was like, oh, no. And then, like, they have these, like, writing things that they do. Sorry, I'm going on a teaching rant for a minute. But they have these teaching things that they do, and, like, they're in the morning, like, SEL, like, writing things, and in the morning, 2 seconds before, she goes, Miss Hagler's gonna do it today, and I was like, oh, what, what? I didn't have any time to mentally prepare, and, like, I did good, like, everything was fine, and I wasn't, like, super nervous, but I was a little scared, because I was like, what? Like, what if I do it wrong, or what if, like, I don't know, I freaked out. So this week has been very interesting school-wise. But I feel like I have a little bit more to update you guys on, but it's fine. Basically, I'm in a boot. I don't know if I was able to talk about that last week at all. I don't remember if I got to that. But I'm in a boot. I have a possible stress fracture on one of my feet, which sucks. So I'm not currently running, which also is terrible. But it's fine. Everything's fine. So I feel like I need today's episode because I need to know what not to do to not make me feel stressed out. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of things that can make you feel stressed out, and I don't need any of it to be happening to me right now. Like, no. So, enough dilly-dallying. Sorry, guys, I went off on so many different rants this morning. Oh, wow, I feel like this never happens. Okay, let's get into today's episode of what not to do when you're stressed. First things first, you do not want to bottle up your emotions. It's important to, like, find someone to talk to that you trust, or just, like, moving your body in, like, a gentle way. Just trying to, like, get yourself flowing, because it can be so stressful when you continue to bottle up all of those little things. And you might think, like, okay, this little thing is not that big of a deal. But then when you add all the little things together, it becomes this huge thing, and it's gonna explode. It's literally like you have a soda bottle and you shake it up and then you open it. Obviously, that's going to explode. And it's like all of the little things within that bottle, like all the little chemicals coming together and explosion. So don't bottle it up. That's a huge thing. I also don't think that using caffeine is great. So you definitely want to be avoiding excessive uses of caffeine, because too much caffeine can increase your anxiety levels. So I personally don't really drink coffee at all. And every time I do, it reminds me of why I don't. So I'll go at least a month or so, maybe two, without having an actual, like, coffee drink. And then I'm like, you know what? It tastes good. It, like, the ones that I get are so sugary. But I'm like, I really want, like, a sugary coffee drink. So I'll get it. And then an hour or two after I have it, I feel so crappy. And it's mainly because, like, it increases my anxiety levels. Like, there's something with the caffeine and the chemicals. It increases anxiety levels. It makes you more stressed out. Like, I can't. I can't do it. So I've tried to avoid caffeine, and that's at least helped me. So hopefully that can help you guys as well. Next is, do not isolate yourself. It is so, so tempting to withdraw, but, like, leaning on people that you love can help take your mind off of things and ease those burdens. I know I have a standing date night with my friends during the week where we play games and, like, we just hang out and talk. And even throughout the week, last semester it was horrible because I never had time to see my friends. Our schedules never lined up. It was so frustrating. And this semester I have seen them more probably in the last 2 weeks than I did all of last semester. And I feel so much better. Like, I have more of a support system this semester, all because I've made time to spend with them and like I know that I'm not isolating myself. I'm putting myself out there with people that I care about. And even if I have to like cancel plans or move plans, like I'm still making plans with people and I'm not overexerting myself. I feel like that's another thing is like you kind of have to find this easy place in between because you don't want to isolate yourself, but you also don't want to go too crazy and like schedule every second of your day to be with people because that can get overwhelming too. So I think that I have really found, for me at least, I have found a really good balance with like when to see my friends, when I can schedule things with my schedule and like see them, but also have time to myself. I have made so much time caring about myself, working for myself, doing things for myself this semester so far, and it feels so much better and I can feel the difference. And part of it is because I'm both not isolating myself, but I'm also not overexerting myself with a bunch of different plans and things going on. So that's really been helpful for me. Next is avoid mindless scrolling. I know. I freaking know. And I'm going to tell you guys this over and over again. I don't have TikTok anymore. I deleted TikTok. Sometime probably in like early summer. Early to midsummer. I don't know when I deleted it. But it's been a while. And it's partially helped with my mindless scrolling. It's helped me kind of shift my focus because now I look at Instagram more than I would have looked at TikTok. And so now I look on Instagram Reels. But even then, my Instagram Reel feed is not negative and full of a bunch of trends and things that TikTok is. I feel like TikTok is a lot more of like mindless scrolling, whereas at least for my feed on Instagram Reels, a lot more of it is like helpful feed. Like it gives me content ideas for social media. It's like cute animals. Like I love seeing puppies and kitties. It's like funny videos, like Harry Potter videos, book talk. Like I'm on book Instagram. I don't know if people call like, I see like hashtags that's like Bookstagram, but I don't really like how that sounds. So I don't know. You guys have to let me know if that's what they actually call that. But a huge thing is to avoid the mindless scrolling because then this leads to like comparing yourself to others, which we do not need, and then reminding you like how much there is to do. And it gets so overwhelming and so stressful. And so you also get like screen fatigue. So even when like I'm doing homework and work and things, I can't take a break on my phone. I'm taking a break, picking out my outfit for tomorrow or cleaning up a little area. Like I'm taking a break, but it's like a helpful break and it's something that's like making me feel better. And then the times that I'm scrolling is when I'm like laying down. So like when I have like that downtime, normally like in the evenings or right, like early in the morning. And that's helped me. Next is resist the urge to overcommit. This is what I was just kind of talking about with like, don't isolate yourself, but also don't overexert yourself. You sometimes say yes before you have time considered, if you can follow through with a lot of your plans. And so then it kind of like makes you stressful and like you're spreading your emotions thin, you're spreading your time thin. So just because you have an hour break between this and that doesn't mean you have to fill it with something. It's the same thing with like half hour breaks. It's like, just because you have a half hour break doesn't mean you need to fill that with something else. Like you can use that time for you, or you can use that time to read a chapter of your book or maybe watch an episode of your show, do some homework. Like you don't have to fill it with something mindless or harmful to you. You can still fill it with something that's like beneficial. And I think that's the best part about my schedule this semester is that when I have little breaks like that, it's small enough to where I don't have enough time to make a plan with somebody or make a plan to do something. So instead, I'm using it normally for homework or like getting some work done, cleaning up, like doing little things that are going to help me feel better in the long run. Next is don't ignore physical activity. It is so easy to put your self-care on the back burner, especially during like these intense emotional times, but you need to remember to fill your own cup. Fill that cup, make yourself feel better, make yourself feel important, loved, cared for, all of those things. And some of that has to do with physical activity, whether it's a walk, yoga, Pilates, I don't even know. You could do boxing. I don't know. But it's even helpful. Like on my Apple Watch, I have things that I can do with like Apple Fitness. And they go from like 5-minute videos to 30-minute videos to an hour-long video. Like there are things that you can use that literally you can set up in your home, like home workouts and things. And a lot of that helps me when I don't have time to necessarily go out and do stuff. I'm fortunate enough to have enough time to be able to go out and do some sort of exercise. Obviously, I'm not doing a whole lot of exercising right now, but like I'm still with my team when I'm not even exercising. And so spending practice with them, there are things that I can do during like PT, like physical therapy, things like that, where I can still like get my physical activity in without overexerting my body. So that's a big one that I appreciate. Next is resist procrastinating. Oh my gosh, I am so bad at procrastinating. I love making my must-do list and my to-do list and separating out things that see like where I need to work, what I need to get done first, what I can like kind of push off and do later. And it's not necessarily procrastinating that, but it's putting in order of how important things might be to get done. So I love doing that. Next is don't sacrifice sleep. Oh my gosh. Staying up way too late or pulling all-nighters will usually make you like make it worse. And even like oversleeping makes it worse. So I talk constantly about having a consistent sleep schedule. And earlier this week, I literally had this happen to me where I stayed up too late one night and then I slept in the next morning and it threw off my sleep schedule so badly that I was freaking exhausted. I was so tired, even though I technically got more sleep, because I had shifted the hours of sleep that I would normally get, it affected me the rest of the day. And so now I'm still recovering from it, where like I'm still kind of tired and yawning. It's so overwhelming. It's so annoying. And I know that it's hard and frustrating. And I probably have episodes back in the past about sleep that you guys can look into. I have episodes coming in the future that are going to be talking more about sleep. But just make sure you guys are taking care of your sleep schedule. Last on here is don't overindulge on junk food or like skipping out on nourishing your body with foods that are going to support your well-being. So don't go crazy, like over binging, under eating. Like you have to find that right balance for you. And it can be really hard eating wise. Like I know how hard that can get. I've gone through issues with eating. Like it's hard. It's frustrating. It's hard finding that middle ground. But like it's good to have snacks once in a while. I always carry snacks with me if I'm going to be hungry or if I need a little bit more energy or a boost. But other times, like you don't need that and that's okay, but at least you have it with you. It's the same thing with like today I'm feeling extra thirsty. So like I brought both my water bottle and a Gatorade with me so that I can stay hydrated. But you don't want to overuse those unhealthy junk food items and having junk food for like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like that's not healthy for you and it's going to make you more stressed out. So the more nourishing food that you can put into your body, the better it's going to be for you. I promise. Hopefully you guys understood everything I went through. If you guys have any questions, you can let me know. I just want you guys to understand that we all experience stress from time to time, but how we handle it is what's going to make the difference. So taking these things from this episode is really important. It's important to manage stress because then your like chronic stress can lead to a range of health issues. It's linked to then your mental health problems, and it reduces your overall quality of life. So before I started my wellness journey, I had no idea how bad stress was. And like, honestly, it would stress me out thinking about stress. Like I get stressed thinking about my stress. And so I associate a lot of feelings of stress with like being busy, being productive, having a lot of responsibility. And it totally destroyed my mental and physical health. And so I don't want you guys feeling that way. I don't want you to feel like you're putting a lot of strain on yourself, your relationships with people. And so it's important that you guys take at least one thing away from this episode. I really hope you guys found some things that you won't have to stress about or things that you know not to do when you're feeling stressed. But I love you guys so, so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Stay tuned for the exclusive stuff coming. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.